Oh, Gowie, you're back in Australia, mate.
I'm back, yes. It was great in Fiji.
Well, you're just waltzing off over there while your wife has to do all the work for you.
That's right.
You're not bad, are you?
Oh, really? She doesn't do any work.
Oh, don't be like that.
Hey, guys, thanks for last week. That event was great. I think we raised around about $60,000.
And yeah, it was a good
Paul
one.
Gallen was exceptional, I hear. Lucas Parsons, he was great. But thanks for your support, Compass Claims.
Yeah.
They do a great job to raise money for Day of Difference and Body Doom. We're a great host indeed.
Yeah, yes. No, it was a lot of fun, mate. How'd you go in Fiji?
Yeah, good. It was great fun. Brent Snedeker, worthy champion. He's just a class above everybody else. And really good event to be co-sanctioned with the European Tour. Next year, they'll get a better time slot, so they'll get more European players, the likes of possibly Sergio and Lee Westwood and McIlroy, guys like that. So that's good for the Australian Tour. And the young guys that played alongside Brent Snedeker for a couple of days, they loved it. Matty Giles, he got a lot of experience, and that's how you get better, is just by learning.
Absolutely. Talking of bloke who's learning, what do you make of Tiger Woods, mate? 14 majors, he's recovering from surgery, he was due to make a comeback. After hanging around with the guys at the Ryder Cup, I think he's decided, I don't think my game's at the level I can compete with the best.
You're right. I think the Ryder Cup was a big distraction for him because he was doing his thing in his own little corner and preparing. And let's face it, Tiger's been the best preparer of golf that we've ever seen. He does everything to the tee. And he, I think that whole week, he didn't practice, he didn't play, and he said, I'm just not ready. So one thing I've got to put aside, and a myth that's not there, that Tiger Woods had the yipping chips. He did not. He changed his chipping style to bring the club in a lot shallower, and it didn't work. He was off tighter lies. He hadn't practiced it enough. It's not the way to chip. People don't chip very well that way, but he'd been convinced by his coach to do it that way. He has not got the yipping chips. Not at any stage will he'll have it. And you'll see it
That's
for the rest of his career.
That's interesting, because a man who has the yips, Brett Ogle, believes he's got the yips.
Oh, but he thinks everybody's got the yips and he's got head problems.
Gowie, I know what you're saying, but he was chili dipping him and stone cold topping him across the green.
Yeah, but that's because the club was coming in from such a...
but it doesn't matter where the club was coming from. Why was it coming in from that angle?
Yeah, because he was trying to do that. That's how he wanted to chip. That's how he'd been convinced by his coach, this is better chipping for you.
Sack the coach.
Isn't this strange how golfers, and me included, I've got the top 100 in the world. Next thing I'm going to change my golf swing.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
IBS.
Why don't I go and fix the bits that weren't very good, like my temperament, like all a bunch of other things, other than my golf swing. We're idiots. And him included.
Yeah.
Of going and changing something that many times that worked. The best golf swing I've ever seen Tiger was in the 2000 US Open, where he won it from Ernie Els by 15 shots. I was there watching. I was there playing. I went and watched him play. And it was the most amazing ball flight. The control that he had over his golf ball was incredible. But then he goes and changes it. So
strange, isn't it?
That was that. But he'll be back. There's no doubt. He'll come back. He'll practice again and do all that. What else is he going to do, really, in life?
Count money.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of money to count. Mate, Brett Druitt, great story. I know Brett. He played at Long Reef Golf Course, so it's been really nice to follow him and see him. He's going nicely.
Yeah, I think this is fantastic. A 25-year-old. He played at Long Reef there, born in Taree. He's done it the tough way. He went to the Asian Tour, he went and got on the China PGA, got a card for the web.com, stuck it out all there all year, and played really consistently without winning an event or having like a top five. And then he gets his card because it's shortened last week. And this is his first ever PGA Tour event. And, we wish him luck. He hasn't done it the easiest way. Some guys just stroll into the profession and make a bunch of money. He's done it the hard way. And this week is the start of a great career, hopefully, and that he goes on to bigger and better things. And once again, he's only 25 years of age, so he's going to learn a lot by the players that he plays with. And best of luck to him. Gary Barter is his coach in Sydney here, and he's just got a plethora of guys on the...
Would he have earned much by now, Gowie? Is he starting to earn a bit?
He's starting to earn a little bit, but keep in mind, that web.com, it costs you $100,000 to travel.
Yeah.
It's not cheap to travel like it used to be in the US. So yeah. It would cost him a bit. It's one of those professions you can work for 5 days and not get paid. So,
yeah, exactly right. Mate, give us your quick tips if you can for the Safeway Open.
Yeah, love Paul Casey this week. He's obviously been playing well this year. This is the start of the next year of 2017. Grayson Murray, you've never heard of him. Hopefully you will. Years to come, really good player. Won the last playoff event. We've got nine Aussies in there. And Cameron Smith is my pick this week. I think he's good after a year of tough work. He got a card from the web.com at the end of the year in the playoffs.
Good on you, Gowie. Great to chat, mate.
Thanks, fellas.